KuCoin is permanently barred from the U.S. after a CFTC order and a $297 million DOJ case. A federal court in the Southern District of New York has approved a CFTC consent order that permanently bars KuCoin operator Pekin Global Limited from serving U.S. users. The order converts what was a temporary two-year ban, imposed as part of KuCoin's January 2025 DOJ guilty plea, into an indefinite shutdown of its U.S. operations. The CFTC also imposed a $500,000 civil penalty, a relatively small addition to the nearly $297 million in penalties and forfeitures KuCoin already paid to the Department of Justice. 1.5 million users, $184.5 million in fees, zero KYC. The core of the enforcement case is straightforward. KuCoin operated in the U.S. for years, without registering with the CFTC, without applying anti-money laundering controls, and without requiring identity verification from its users. The exchange had approximately 1.5 million registered U.S. users and generated at least $184.5 million in fees from them, according to court filings cited by CoinDesk. KuCoin only introduced Know Your Customer requirements in August 2023, years after it began serving American traders. It did not apply those checks retroactively to existing accounts. That retroactivity gap was a central issue in both the DOJ and CFTC cases. From temporary exit to permanent ban, KuCoin pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money transmitting business in January 2025 and agreed to a mandatory two-year ban from serving U.S. residents as part of the DOJ settlement. That ban had an expiration date. The CFTC consent order removes that time limit. Under the new court order, Pekin Global is prohibited from allowing U.S. customers to access KuCoin's platform unless the company registers as a foreign board of trade with the CFTC. No major offshore exchange has completed that registration process, making the ban functionally permanent. Bloomberg reported that KuCoin agreed to the settlement without admitting or denying the CFTC's claims. The enforcement pattern is hard to ignore. KuCoin is not the first offshore exchange to face this sequence. Binance paid $4.3 billion in penalties in November 2023 and saw its founder Changpeng Zhao sentenced to prison. BitMEX settled with the CFTC in 2021. BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes served house arrest. The trajectory is consistent. Years of operating without registration, a DOJ criminal case, a parallel CFTC civil action, and an eventual permanent market exit. The penalties have grown with each case, but the underlying charge has not changed. These exchanges operated in the U.S. without the licenses required to do so. For U.S.-based crypto users, each enforcement action narrows the field of available exchange-linked services. KuCoin's KuCard Visa debit continues to operate in the EEA, but U.S. users lost access to both the exchange and its card product when the DOJ ban took effect in 2025. This order makes that loss permanent. The broader pattern also raises a question about counterparty risk for users of exchange-linked crypto cards. When a card program depends entirely on one centralized exchange, regulatory action against that exchange can cut off card access overnight. Self-custody card options avoid this specific risk by keeping funds in a user-controlled wallet until the moment of purchase. What comes next for offshore exchanges? The CFTC has active cases against several other platforms. The agency's enforcement posture under the current administration has been aggressive, with crypto-related actions accounting for a growing share of its annual case count. The Foreign Board of Trade registration path exists in theory, but the compliance requirements, including real-time surveillance sharing, position reporting, and full regulatory cooperation, make it impractical for exchanges that were built to operate outside U.S. jurisdiction. For KuCoin specifically, the company continues to operate in international markets. Its exchange and card products remain available across the EEA and parts of Asia, though it also faces restrictions in Canada, where the Ontario Securities Commission imposed a permanent capital markets participation ban, and the Philippines, where the SEC named it in a 10 exchange ban. The market snapshot as of March 31, 2026. BTC trades at $67,600, 0.1% in 24 hours. ETH at $2,064, 0.5%, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 28, firmly in fear territory. The KuCoin news has not triggered any visible market reaction, which itself is telling. The market has priced in the regulatory cleanup of offshore exchanges as an ongoing process rather than a series of shocks.